Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These prophetic words that are being loose and the things that came out of the One Thing Conference, you know, we got a chance to talk about that and Francis Chan that we were just talking about in the previous programs. But listen, today you're going to hear Pat Robinson share about a time he went to go speak with God, spend some time alone with the Lord, begin to be in prayer. And of course, you know, people do that. The question is, how accurate are you when you hear from the Lord? Because when you start getting together with all these folks who hear from God, it's like, hey, that's exactly 80% of that is what God told me. And somebody says, yes, 60% is what God told me. And you narrow it down. It's like, well, we can be confident at least 50% of this, we're all hearing that. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it, we'll find out, you know, we all know in part and prophesy in part. And when you hear today, and you're going to see on Christian Television Network, but also you're going to be able to see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to us on the radio or on the app, know this, that you're going to be encouraged. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, as we've been saying all along. We've been talking about this. We've been preparing for it. But he talks about the financial crisis and, you know, coming. And you're looking at, of course, we know about the four blood moons. And NASA's saying it's going to start April 15th, which happens to be 12 months to the day that happened from the Boston bombing that took place. That 5 days prior to that, God spoke to me and showed me this was going to take place. And John Paul Jackson, which you can go to the Perfect Storm at VFNTV.com. Just go there, scroll down, look down, you see the banner, click on it, and you can see all these things about that are coming to pass, the headlines, and some are still yet to come to pass. And this is just rapidly firing things happening so quickly. But I want to encourage you that focus on love. If you missed the earlier program that we talked about, the vast ocean of God's love, you know, begin to pray that God will direct you into that vast ocean of his love. You can find this at VFNTV.com, click on the torch or your app or watch it on a previous program. But listen, we need to get in a revelation of God's love. And as a matter of fact, God spoke to Pat Robinson about love. So we'll be talking about that and you'll be seeing him in a little bit as well. Plus, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this prophetic word given by Bob Jones that was delivered again from
Paul Keith Davis,
that it shows us a reason why God said, well, no, not Northern Texas. No, this is where I want you to be now. And God redeems. Mm-hmm. And the moment, I remember the moment and the time that God shifted the Gulf Coast region. Mm-hmm. I remember the day. It was like a Wednesday or something. And you remember that day when we were coming out of the studio? That was the day that he just said, okay, I'm going to shift everything. And my spiritual father, brother, John Kilpatrick, prophesied that you're not going to have to move because I'm going to move the people there. I'm going to shift. And then when we listen, the very first word that somebody speaks to me in the city is the very same thing that God said to me. I'm like, woo, you go, God, you know, and so many things are happening. So there's good things in store. There's a reason. And understand that the VFN TV studios and our broadcasting around the world comes out of this region, which I believe is going to be a region that's going to bless the world again. And we'll get a chance to talk about that because I know that John and I were a part of that in a way of, you hear a thing about a lighthouse and you hear a thing about the Brownsville Revival outpouring and some things that God's going to do. And spoken of by Young Yi Cho, reaffirmed by
Bob Jones,
and then Paul Keith Davis. So it's exciting. It's going to be a very, very exciting day. But the first thing we want to go to, I want you to hear this word. Now, Pat Robinson went away to spend time with God and to hear what the Lord has in store, seeking for what the Lord has in store for 2014. And of course, he's humbled about it and says, you know, we'll just see. But based on my past experiences and what we're hearing, it kind of lands. It lands right in there. But listen to it. You can see it at Christian Television Network, and you can see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to the radio. Listen up.
So every year, Pat, you go up in the mountains
and
spend some time with the Lord and praying, and you were up there at your mountain. What did the Lord tell you for 2014?
Well, I spent a lot of time praying. This is a long time. Last year, there was so much ice, and I couldn't even get up there. But this time, I was up there by myself in the mountain, and I had several days. Mm. So what was the message? I think what I said to the staff was love, that we've got to exercise. God is love. God is love. He's also light, and we have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, what is he going to do this year? Well, now, I offer that, Wendy, with humility, saying, let's see what happens. And, you know, check it out when the year's over. Was I right or wrong? But number one, I think that the world is going to be in chaos this year. We're not going to have a unified world. And I think sometime during the year, there's going to be some kind of a credit crisis. And I think China is going to lead the way. I think we'd be very sad. You know, that whole economy is like a house of cards. And when it starts falling, it can affect the entire world because the Chinese purchases of raw material, goods, you know, you look at all the markets, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's copper, whether it's aluminum, whether it's steel, whether it's timber, all those things sucked in by the Chinese economy. So if they start having trouble, it'll be trouble for everybody else. The other thing is, I do believe that the Iranians will have a nuclear device before the end of the year. And Obama is using a tactic of containment. That's not going to work. We used to say we're not going to let them have it. Now they're going to say, well, we're just going to contain it. Well, that's a bad policy. The next thing is, I do believe that the Republicans will win control of the Congress, but they will not have a veto-proof majority, so they'll be able to pass some stuff, but unless they can get Democrats to go along with them, they cannot override a presidential veto. The other thing is, I think that the president is going to be severely, severely hampered. I think America is going to turn against him much more so than now as that Affordable Care thing starts biting hard as it is. He's going to be discredited terribly. And as a process, I think that he's going to withdraw. He likes Hawaii. He spent a lot of time in Hawaii. And he probably figured, you know, okay, I've done my thing. Now let's go surfing. I mean, really, he's got a big airplane to ride around in. He's got a big staff. He's got a big expensive limousine to ride in. And he can just go bopping around the world. And he doesn't have to govern. And I don't think he's going to because he can't get anything through. Well, what else? I'm trying to think. I didn't...
Spiritually speaking, did the Lord say anything about...
Well, I think spiritually is more important than any of the rest of it. There's going to be a great move of God. And the thing that God was impressing on me is what really the command of Jesus. Ordinary, if I can use that term, it's not such a thing as an ordinary Christian. Every Christian is extraordinary. Right. But just people in the pews, just regular Christians who are filled with the Spirit, are going to do extraordinary things. There's going to be tremendous healing. People will be able to pray and have their prayers answered. There will be a move of God, and it'll be the greatest year in the history of the church. It'll be unbelievable all around the world. And I think Islam is going to be in retreat. Instead of advancing, it's going to be retreating. And, you know, onward Christian soldiers. This is God's hour for His church, and it's going to be very exciting, despite of what you may read in the papers. God's message is going to be one of victory for His people.
That is very good news.
Yeah.
And what you were saying, that God was just saying that the most important thing for us to do
is to love each other.
Because the Bible says, where there's unity, I will command a blessing.
You know, I was reading Ezekiel today, and God says, now they will know that I am the Lord. Oh, what does that mean? I mean, they'll know I'm the Lord. It's a big deal. But if you read the Hebrew, what God is saying, now they'll know that I am, and His name is He who causes everything else to be. So now they will know that I am He who causes everything else to be. Yeah. He's not on a par with Allah or Baal or any of those people or any of those phony deities from antiquity. He is the one who causes everything to be. And so He says, I am love itself. I am light, and He's saying to His people, walk in light, and I will give you the answers to your prayers. I will be with you. It's going to be a great year, folks, a great year, whatever happens politically. I mean, it's going to be a great year, but it'll be, in terms of the finances of the world, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
This is such an encouraging word, and it just kind of, it's a convergence is the kind of words that we use, is that it's all coming together. And understand that that a powerful move of God happens quite often in the context of great struggle. People look up when their backs are on the ground. Mm. When there's nowhere else to turn, that's when people look up. And God's cool with that. God will accept that. That's, if you read Hosea, that's what he said. He says, mm-hmm. you know, I'll turn you over to your lovers and they'll use you up, and you'll find out they're not the ones that provide for you. You'll find out that they're not the ones that have been providing for you. And then when they've used you up and they don't even want you, then I'll come and I will come to you, and I'll begin to whisper in your ear, and I'll begin to restore to you one thing at a time. So you're seeing, see, it's always been me that's been loving you. It's always that me that provided for you. It wasn't, the job didn't give you stuff. I gave you the job. And then when you were at the job, I gave you the wisdom and I blessed the work of your hands. See, other people work really, really hard with their hands, but they don't accept me and their work's not blessed. I blessed the work of your hands. That's why it happened that way. And all of a sudden you start getting this right perspective, and God's cool with that. And he says, then you'll no longer call me your boss, but you'll call me your husband, the one that holds me together. You know, the band that holds this whole thing together called my life. And he'll restore it. So this is time for you. And this is why we've been telling folks for quite some time, is prepare yourself to minister. Everybody, and this is so confirming to listen to what Pat's talking about, because everybody's called to minister. Mm-hmm. It's not that man in the cloth. That's Tarzan. It's us. Everybody. Everybody is a believer. The same Jesus lives inside of you. And most American Christians know more than third world nations will ever know about God. It's time for you to start telling somebody about what you know and begin, not only get discipled now. I encourage you, get discipled now. Begin to abide with God now. Go to iabide.org and abide with this God that you claim to know. Get to know his voice. Let him get to know you. And then in that, start being discipled again. Get back to the basic foundations of discipleship. Why? Because you need to be a disciple. That's what he called you to be. Secondly, how are you going to make somebody something you're not? How are you going to make disciples? And we're called to make disciples. You can find out more about this at iabide.org. Iabide.org.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.